Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Friday, September 8th. President Trump proposes to cut the Environmental Protection Agency's budget by over 40%. Air and water quality in Colorado would suffer if the proposed cuts go through, according to a new report from the Environmental Defense Fund. Eric Galatis filed this story.
The Trump administration's proposal to slash the EPA budget would put Coloradans at risk, according to a new report. Over the past 5 years, Colorado has received more than $250 million in grants from the EPA. The report from the Environmental Defense Fund says the administration's proposal would cut the agency to its lowest funding level in 40 years. Bill Becker, former head of the National Association of Clean Air Agencies, says cuts of that magnitude would be catastrophic.
If states and localities faced a 30% cut in federal funding to run their programs, more people would die prematurely and many more would get sick unnecessarily, and that would be tragic because all of these illnesses are preventable.
The administration claims that EPA regulations impose burdens on industry that slow development, but critics of the funding cuts argue that they ignore the costs in health, lives, and productivity caused by pollution. Trump's budget proposes to zero out funding for programs addressing leaking underground chemical storage tanks and reducing poisonous radon gas in homes and schools. Becker says any cuts to the EPA budget will reverse years of progress made in public health, quality of life, and the tourism-based outdoor economy.
It is an extraordinarily small price to pay to equip state and local officials with the necessary financial and regulatory tools to clean up the environment when you fully understand the impacts that could occur if you don't provide these resources.
Congress is set to take up a series of 12 appropriations bills in the next few weeks. This is Eric Galatis reporting for the Colorado News Connection.
Work crews from the Bureau of Reclamation will begin staging at the Paonia Dam and Reservoir next week in preparation for a work project that will last into November. Repair and replacement work needs to be done on a bulkhead that is at the top of a 70-foot-high concrete intake tower. KVNF News spoke with Justin Liff, Bureau of Reclamation Public Information Specialist, to get some details about the project.
Basically, we're going to be doing some maintenance on Paonia Dam. We have a bulkhead in there, which basically acts like a plunger, and it's made out of concrete, and it needs repaired and replaced. So we're going to be taking that out and then doing some maintenance of some trash racks and other things up there. We're going to be starting that project on September 18th. People will see us doing some mobilization of equipment out there starting next week around September 11th. So you'll see some activity out there around then. But the actual work won't start until around September 18th.
The bulkhead at the top of the intake tower prevents water and debris from flowing into the dam's outlet works. A large air pocket formed and forced air and water up the intake structure, moving the bulkhead up and down and causing damage to a seal and the trash rack that contains the bulkhead. Making repairs more difficult is the reservoir's main water source, Muddy Creek, which deposits an estimated 101 acre-feet of sediment into the reservoir each year. The sediment can cause real problems if it gums up the outlet works in the dam.
We do have a lot of silt in Paonia Reservoir, and that's correct. It's because of Muddy Reservoir there. It just brings a lot of sediment into the reservoir.
Flushing the sediment, repairing the seal around the bulkhead, and building a modified aluminum support system and trash rack are the main jobs the reclamation crews will be working on. Liff said the Bureau of Reclamation owns the reservoir, so it is the agency responsible for repairs to the dam. Work is expected to continue through the beginning of November. Crews have a narrow window to work in, beginning after irrigation, but before the first winter freeze comes in.
So that's what we're working against, is we've got a really short window with irrigation ending, and then before the freeze starts for people to be working out there. So our crews are going to be working long hours out there to get that done.
Liv said she expects a crew of 10 to 15 people working on the project and 5 to 8 pieces of heavy equipment at a time. Stay tuned to the KVNF regional newscast on Monday for more on the Paonia Reservoir project and how it will affect users and shareholders of the Fire Mountain Canal and Reservoir Company. Colorado's congressional delegation had mixed reactions to President Donald Trump's announcement that he would be ending DACA, the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program. Still, there is bipartisan support in Colorado for giving young immigrants brought into the country illegally as children an opportunity to stay in the U.S. legally. Benta Berkland has more.
6 of Colorado's 9 members of Congress are committed to a version of the DREAM Act, which creates a legal path to citizenship for young immigrants. Democratic Representative Jared Polis of Boulder recently joined immigrant rights activists to support DACA.
We're talking about our friends, our neighbors, our classmates, our kids' classmates, almost 20,000 in Colorado alone, who are able to work legally and more meaningfully be part of our communities because of deferred action status.
Republican Representative Mike Kaufman of Aurora and Senators Michael Bennett, a Democrat, and Cory Gardner, a Republican, are co-sponsoring legislation in Congress. It's not clear when that might be voted on. I'm Benta Berkland.
And according to a press release, contractors working for the City of Montrose have completed approximately 50% of Phase 2 of the West Side Arterial Project. The $1.1 million project is using grant funds remaining from the original West Side Arterial Project to construct an additional 2 blocks of Grand Avenue between South 1st and South 3rd Streets. Since beginning the project in July of this year, the contractors have completed construction of a 7-foot retaining wall, replacement of a water line, installation of power and fiber utilities, and placement of stormwater collection and treatment infrastructure. The next several months will focus on importing fill beneath the roadway, constructing curb, gutter, and sidewalks, and final paving and striping. Construction is scheduled to be concluded in early November. And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Friday. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks for listening.